Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Tuesday 12 at the Tuesday 12 Radio on 28th May 2020. Doing okay. The pandemic is raging out there. And, you know, a lot of people listen to our shows in the archives, and amazingly, people listen to shows that are way, way back of 2011, 2012. And I hate to keep mentioning a pandemic, but I want to put that into perspective for the future. Okay, so they know that this show was done during a very weird time, and somebody could be listening to this show 5, 6, 7 years from now. Okay, and believe me, that happens all the time. And we just passed the 100,000 death point, and just condolences to everybody who's going through that. Reminder that you're going to be teaching a lot of kids whose families have been hurt by this, not just economically, but also with health care, that are 100,000 people are dead. So besides just sending condolences, just be aware that these kids really, really need our help. And that's what we're all about here, trying to get the right word out to everybody. And I wish you well on a beautiful day, May 28th here in Maine. All right. It is going to be 87 degrees and bright sun. How about that? Just like California, where my guest is, she's over at USC. They're Shoa, S-H-O-A-H, the Shoa Foundation, which is the foundation that was founded, I believe, it by Steven Spielberg. Claudia will tell us in a second, out of USC. Okay, she is the education director, and she runs their institute's flagship educational website, which is called I, like the letter I, Eyewitness, which makes audiovisual testimonies, this is key stuff, of survivors and witnesses of genocide and mass atrocity. So somebody has to do that. Welcome to our world, okay? They make these incredible testimonies accessible to educators and students worldwide. And then they tell you how to teach it. And thanks to my friends at Discovery Education, who work closely with the Shoa Foundation at USC, they have a product called, not a product, a program called Teaching with Testimony, all right? And that's an educational program supported by the USC Shoa Foundation and Discovery. It unlocks the powerful classroom potential of testimony. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, it draws upon USC's Shoa Foundation's vast library of audiovisual testimony from survivors and witnesses of these worldwide horror genocides. Okay, and it gives a chance for students and educators, I might add, to find their voices and take action for a much, 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 how many muches do you want to put in there? Better future. This is great stuff, and we have to face this, all right? And it still goes on all over the world today. So we're going to give you a good way to teach it and teach about it and get your kids thinking about it, et cetera. And using the power of empathy during this pandemic crisis. Okay, and Claudia is going to fill you. Oh, Dr. Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann will fill you in. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalkRadio. Like we always do, we'll put a new schedule up on the website on Saturday. And if you go over, you can see an icon for past shows. You'll see all the shows we've done. You can listen to whatever you want over there. We also have some news over there. And more importantly, we have our website for equity and access. And a lot of that, what we're going to talk about today, can be over there. Our equity and access website is ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. And that's actually an acronym for the American Consortium for Equity in Education, ace-ed.org, ace-ed. And we're trying to put together teacher and industry and thought-leading voice with editorial, with podcasts, with our online journal, ACNE, which is over there on site. We welcome you to join. There is no charge. It is free. We want your voice over there. Or you can just go over there, sign on, and we'll make sure that you're updated on the wonderful things that we are doing over there about equity and access. We do have we're just starting to put together, besides our six-time-a-year magazine, a newsletter. And that's going to be coming out probably next month. So I've got a lot of great stuff. You're welcome to join. Again, it is free. Just go over there. Check it out. Okay? We'd love to have you aboard. And I'll even try to convince Claudia to join up over there. All right. Without further ado, let's go from Maine to Los Angeles. There's Claudia, Dr. Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann. Hi, Claudia. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Can
you hear me?
It's a pleasure to go. Oh, I can hear you beautifully, and it's a pleasure to all the way across the country. Nobody's flying, but look at the way we can connect Maine to L.A. How about that?
Yeah.
Right?
Indeed.
That's great stuff. And I have to say, you know, read again. You're in charge of the website called Eyewitness. That's the letter I. Listen to this,
right. Everybody.
Audiovisual testimonies of survivors and witnesses of genocide. Think about this. And mass atrocity, and make that accessible to students and educators. And yet this is a very wonderful, nice, lovely person. Okay, this hasn't made you a miserable person, Claudia. Right?
You're doing good
with this stuff.
Yes.
Boy, it's hard. It's hard. We've got to face with it. We're not just talking about the Holocaust of World War II. Unfortunately, it continues, and it's continuing today, I'm sure, in some places. And if the government won't get you, if the bad guys won't get you, the virus will, right? Bad out there.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Teaching with testimony. This is good stuff, and people can. What's the best place to access that? Let's give them a place to go to, first of all.
Yeah.
What's the access?
So teaching with testimony. Yeah, testimony.com. And there you will find with testimony, all one word,
.com. Yep. And there you will
find. You'll find a variety of resources to begin to use testimony. You can watch clips of testimony. You can download resources on how to use it in the classroom, including lessons that you can easily access and implement. You can watch virtual field trips that we've created with our friends at Discovery on the topic of Stronger Than Hate and the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
Yep.
So lots of other resources that, again, are not meant to be used only in the classroom that may be teaching about the Holocaust or genocide studies that can be used across
the
curriculum.
And when we do this, all right, and what grades is this? When you do this, and you have a doctorate in education, but as you're thinking about it, what grades are we talking about here? What level of kid can look at this? Maybe I should ask what level of teacher can look at this and not be scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, but,
okay, or so they don't have to be scared of it because we're going to make a better future from it. I don't mean to over. But just tell me, what grades are we thinking of? And how you put this all together. Yeah,
this is for ages 13 and up. And you'll see that when you go to the page that the materials there are on topics like immigration, rights and responsibilities, us versus them, reparations and healing and responding to injustice. So you can see that the topics are universal, are general enough to be used in social studies, in the English language arts course, in other courses across the curriculum. So we use the power of the 55,000 testimonies we have at USC Shoah Foundation's Visual History Archive to create material for students to think about these important topics that are with us today, literally. In partnering with Discovery, we brought a set of these testimonies and identified clips so that the teacher can use one monitor, one computer to show the clip and to engage students to think about these topics. These are not the clips that have students watch those terrible parts of the history, but those are available. But it's also, we wanted to see this more general in terms of what we could develop in students to think about these topics and their role in addressing these issues around hate, for example.
Yeah, and you know, I saw a thing on 60 Minutes, I'm sure you are well aware of this, where they green screened, holograms. They made holograms of actual people, who survived the Nazi Holocaust. Okay, and of course these people are all in their 90s now, and many of them even on the show had already passed away, yet they come as 3D and they can actually answer questions, all right? And why, I just want to ask this question, just so everybody understands it. I think they do, but I'm going to ask anybody, why is that important? And especially for kids to know.
testimony in any format surfaces for all of us, young people, others, you know, adults, important universal experiences, emotions to those experiences that we can relate to. And when we can do that, we can be introspective. We can think about our own experiences, and then that helps us to see how we are not alone. So right now during the pandemic, you know, lots of students are feeling the grief of being on lockdown, right? They're missing friends. They're not able to create those, right? So one of the things that becomes really important is how can these stories, and they do, help students to think about resilience, right? The role of testimony right now is so powerful and able to help students just think about the topic, surface it, talk about it. So these resources help students to do that, and testimony in general. So when you have a testimony in new formats that we're bringing to the world, including what you refer to as dimensions in testimony, which are not quite holograms, but one day we'll have them in that format, is that these
They kind of look like that. Yeah, they're green screened.
But we recorded these survivors in a way where we asked them 1,000 or more questions, and we recorded the responses, and now we can ask a question, and the system, which is powered by artificial intelligence, can return a response to those questions. So far into the future, we'll be able to ask important questions of these survivors when they're no longer with us.
And some of them are not
as a tool.
Yeah, and were you doing that? Was that you? Literally you who was answering the questions?
And not in the segment, but we are testing it now in schools and classrooms right now. And we were right before the pandemic hit, and we'll continue to do so in the fall, hopefully.
Well, and actually, can you Zoom with the hologram? There's a good one for you.
You could, yeah. We will be bringing it to Eyewitness and potentially to teaching with testimony so that students can do so from a computer or some other format that will be doable in the classroom. So we're working on
that. And I must ask, you know, when you say, the Holocaust and all that, me neither, I goes to, when you say genocide, your mind tends to go to World War II. But, of course, there was the Armenian genocide long before that, and there are, unfortunately, the Rohingya in more modern times, okay, like as in now. Going on right now in Bangladesh, but in Myanmar. And then they've been taken to Bangladesh. Are you going to do that same type of thing with the more modern type folks? I'll use the Rohingya as the example. It's driving me nuts. Is it Honduras? One of the Central American countries had a similar type thing.
Guatemala, yes.
Thank you, Guatemala. I couldn't think of it. Sorry, Honduras. Yeah. I didn't mean to insult you. Yeah. Do we have testimony of more modern people to put it into even closer perspective for kids?
Yes, we do have a collection in the archive and in Eyewitness of survivors and other witnesses to the Guatemalan genocide, the Rohingya, and other South Sudan and more contemporary anti-Semitism testimonies. Mm-hmm. That are closer in time, let's say. Nevertheless, I think the whole collection, becomes really accessible to students when we curate it, such as we do on teaching with testimony. Because, you know, you have Margaret Lambert speak about segregation and exclusion for being Jewish and not being able to serve on the Olympic team in Germany in the 1930s. But you also have Floyd Dade, who explains segregation of the battalion, his battalion during the war and his relations with white soldiers on the battlefield.
Yeah, black people are fighting the war. And look at the Tuskegee Airmen as an example. Oh, no, these people can't fly. And they were the bravest flyers, some of the bravest flyers, I should say. It's just it's just unbelievable. It's just absolutely nuts. And we keep doing it. We just got to keep this up. I have to ask you something. This is an interesting thing. Claudia, and again, you have a doctorate in education. You know this stuff, all right? If you don't know it, you can just say, oh, Larry, I don't know this. I'll find the answer. But just think about this. You know, there's all kinds of talk out there and action about social-emotional learning. That's a key thing, which you certainly are well aware of, okay, throughout K-12, okay? And can you fit teaching with testimony and eyewitness, and I think this is a good question, into social-emotional learning? I mean, this is very, very emotional stuff, but in the end, in my opinion, you're better off for knowing it, and you learn that there's the goal to treat people differently than you might have thought you should. So put it in the social – can you put it in a social-emotional context? Oh, Dr. Wiedemann, please say you can. Please, please say you can.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. Claudia, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Another
doctorate for Claudia, social-emotional learning and teaching with testimony from the University of Larry.
Yeah.
You may proceed. Yes, defend your thesis. Right.
So in response to COVID – and the need that teachers and students were having early on with resources to support their students online, we offered a series of student webinars, 40-minute webinars, where we used testimony to address a variety of topics in the social-emotional learning field, including, you know, developing emotional processes like empathy, interpersonal skills, character, being an upstander, and developing gratitude and maintaining positive attitudes, right? So using testimony from the collection, we had students watch testimony, think about these topics. They were given a guiding question, and talk to each other, even online, to think through what might the testimony be teaching us. Does this resonate with you? What in your experience and in your background could you bring and surface to the discussion that could help them develop these skills? Because the survivors will talk about being in the camp or in the ghetto or walking down the street and being harassed for being Jewish. But how did they overcome that? How did they get to a point where they were able to move forward? So that immediately gets the students and gets us all, for that matter, thinking about our own experience. Like, what can I do?
That's right.
These issues. So the opportunity for them then was to surface them, be explicit about them, share them with other students in the program, share them with the facilitator. The facilitator, you know, shared those widely. And in more ways than one, the students will see themselves in what other students are saying. And that is really valuable.
I hope you circulate the
knowledge.
Yeah. And what do you hear from educators? And you work with educators all over the country. Okay. You're based in, obviously, USC. Okay. Although I'm sure you're home these days. Okay. But you're based out in California. Okay, everybody's home. I'm here in Maine. The only difference here in Maine is that the lobsters now wear face masks. It's an interesting thing we're saying. the only difference. That, them and the moose.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I forgot what I was going to ask you. What was I going to ask you just now? Do you remember?
What are we hearing from teachers?
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
What
are you hearing from teachers? Well, as teachers use this, A, for, and B, maybe you're hearing during the crisis of distance learning, if I may.
Yeah, I mean, the teachers themselves were overwhelmed when we were faced with the crisis. They didn't know where to turn. They weren't quite ready, right? And a lot of their students weren't online. Yeah. So we knew that we needed to provide resources that could be done with paper and pencil, which is possible, with our resources. but also that the teacher needed, you know, resources that could easily be accessible to students without having to go through many steps, but readily available. We also heard that teachers were in need of resources, not only subject-specific, right, in English, language arts, or social studies, but more general topics like those broached by the social-emotional learning, you know, area, right, to deal with students' emotional needs at the time and still now. That's what we responded to now. And then going into the summer and fall, some of the other things we're hearing are how do we address students, you know, literacy needs and the gaps that may have resulted because of the crisis. And so we can do that too with testimony, is use testimony just as another form of text. You can annotate it. You can analyze it. You can identify information. You can develop all of those skills that one could develop with any other type of book or article or image. But this is audiovisual. It's very accessible and can be used in many ways. And that, I think, are just some of the things that we were hearing and we've been able to respond to.
That's good. And are you hearing that mostly from, is it mostly, and I have to ask the social studies teachers, or are you hearing it from the English, you mentioned this before, English language arts. Who's the group?
Yeah, it's history and social studies teachers, English language arts teachers, media studies teachers.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you name it.
I hope it becomes, and this is crazy, I hope it becomes an interdisciplinary thing, because this is a true power, okay? And it is an interdisciplinary idea that we need to cover. There's another thing, and you heard me mention this more at the beginning of the show. You know, we're real hot now these days, as is the world, on equity, okay? You mentioned access before, that all the kids didn't have the internet. Hopefully, not all of them do now, but hopefully we're a little better off. Okay, but this has to do, and this, you know, when I ask superintendents prior to the pandemic, what's the top thing on their mind, they say equity. What would you do, if you can, in the area of equity, so that people understand how this all works together, because there's not a school district in the world, or should say in the U.S. or Canada, that doesn't put equity of learning, okay, as a top priority. So put teaching with testimony, to show a foundation, what you do, Claudia, into that perspective, please. And then I'm going to talk you into writing something for us on the website or the magazine. But I'll talk you into it as soon as it's done. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so at the core of the issue of equity is how, let's say, a student's personal or social sort of circumstances, including like gender, ethnicity and race, disability,
socioeconomic level, anything like that.
Socioeconomic level, all of these things. How do they impact students' access to achieving their educational potential? Period. That's what equity is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that case, in that context, testimony could serve as a way to help students surface some of the challenges they're facing around equity in their schooling experience because of racism, because of classism, because of other sorts of things. And the survivors and other witnesses talk about those things, talk about those topics, because they were Jewish, because they were African American, serving as liberators.
Right.
They talk about being
before being the other. Native American, whatever. Go right down the list.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, the othering, the lack of access to a full educational or social engagement for these survivors is clear, and that helps students today to see that they're not alone. That their experience is something that others have experienced. And so when you see that connection, as a young person, you begin to see your own experience in a different frame of reference, in a bigger frame of reference. And that may lead to a motivation to continue forward, to continue to try to overcome.
I agree with you. And, you know, I read
lies.
It does. And I read, as I introduced the show, I read this sentence, teaching with testimony empowers students to find their voices and take action for a better future. And I think if you literally, in this case, well, I guess you could read it too, if you hear or read literal testimony of people who were second or third class citizens just because of whatever the heck they were at that time, okay, and you see that they have rebounded, okay, I would think that a kid who is feeling that they are not getting an equitable education, it gives them the power of voice. Wait a minute, this man,
mm-hmm.
this woman could do it. You know, I can do it. I can speak up now.
Yes.
You know, and to me,
exactly.
And kids are stuck in a system, let's face it. You know, every school district's trying to do better, okay? But they're in a bureaucratic system, okay? They've been trying
mm-hmm.
for a long time. Hopefully we come out of this pandemic, everything's going to be a little bit different and changed. It better be. What more do we need to see, get through the veneer of everything? But I think teaching with testimony gives kids, it gives them the opportunity to hear and then use their voice. I think that's key.
Yes.
In inequity.
Think, yeah.
Not to put words in your
Absolutely.
Mouth, but I think what you said, and I think, you know, it's just so important. What you guys do is so important. You should wake up every morning and be happy with what you do. I think you do that.
Oh, we are. We are. We're very proud.
Yeah.
I know I am. And the team is always so dedicated, and during this pandemic has stepped up in incredible ways, because we want to serve and support students who are hurting
and
teachers who are struggling.
Do you keep teachers updated with what's going on? Do you have like a giant list of people that you go to?
So we have a network of educators through the website and through the newsletter we send out and through Discovery. Yes. Absolutely. So we're always sharing new content updates.
Yes, important.
And so one of the final things that I think would be important is how can, you know, your listeners participate in what we're doing here?
Yes.
Go to the website, teachingwithtestimony.com. But also we have an annual Stronger Than Hate Challenge, and it's one that asks students to recognize the hate that they may be seeing around them, in their communities, in their schools, in society, and
mm-hmm.
then try to address it. Try to address it by watching testimony and being sort of inspired by these stories.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so this year,
exactly.
we're asking students to submit their plans, a plan for how they might address an issue they're seeing by creating videos, poems, songs, blogs, paintings, artwork of all kinds. And the challenge opened this year in January, and it ends June 2nd. That's next year. But we launch these regularly every year. And there is $10,000 prize money that goes to winners and winner schools and teachers and things. So it's really, really cool. And it's something that I can come back and tell you more
Year. You're always welcome here, and I hope you do come back and tell us more. Okay, but I'm gonna be
Indeed.
In touch with you guys, because I am going to hound you about writing for us on the magazine on the website, because I think you do. Yeah, we would love we would love to have you. Okay, I don't think it's going to
be. Great.
I mean, I'm not gonna have to put. I don't think I'm gonna have to put the hard sell on you.
No, I don't.
I think
so.
We'll get. Yeah, I don't think so either.
You got it.
But. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, but it's so important what you do. And I say this to teachers, you know, to teachers, we're all looking for great resources right now. Okay. The more great resources, and you've got to know that these great resources are out there. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you think of something. Okay. There are people like Claudia out there. Yeah. So please get over there. It's teachingwithtestimony.com, right? .com.
Yes. Exactly.
One word, teachingwithtestimony.com. .com. She like that .org.com. That's what threw me off there for a second.
Yes, .com.
Yeah, .com.
Excellent. Yeah.
Got that, everybody?
We look forward .com.
TeachingWithTestimony.com. All right, Claudia, I'm going to call you a little bit later. We're going to see what we can get. We're going to see if we can get some great articles out of you and your group, because it's just so darn important what you guys are doing.
Great.
You deserve the Larry Medal of Honor.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
It'll be delivered by an Amazon guy. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, but let's sit for
Thank
a day
you.
Before you open the box. Oh, you are welcome anytime. And we'll when is Stronger Than Hate
done?
Let's do it again. When is the winner announced?
By July 1st, I believe, is what we've said.
Okay, I'm going to put down, besides talking to you today, I'm going to put down July 1st, okay? And then we'll plan another show.
Yeah, let's do that. I think like mid or late July would be good.
I'll call you.
We'll
set it up. So let's honor this, okay, and make it happen.
That's great.
All right?
Okay. Great.
You're the best. Enjoy your day. You have more of your day left than I do, okay? I'm here in Maine. You got 3 hours more than me. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Claudia.
Thank you, Larry. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, talk to you later. I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye.
Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann, who's over at the USC SHOAH, SHOAH Foundation, Teaching with Testimony. .com. All right. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We shall tweet it out at EduTalk Radio like we always do. Facebook is EduTalk Radio and Larry Jacobs. LinkedIn is Larry Jacobs. And please check out ace-ed.org. It's all about equity and access these days, and we have got that covered for you. Join our consortium. It's really good stuff, and it's free. Thanks for listening.